The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And yes, it is Tuesday. That means Tuesday with Timmons. Glad to have you in on this Tuesday morning. We visit with Congressman William Timmons every Tuesday. Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
Well, good morning, Joey. I'm doing well. And I just want to echo General Curvin, County Council Chairman Curvin's words. I don't like wearing masks more than anybody, but I'm doing it because it will help us stay open. It will help people that are older and more vulnerable. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, I didn't know many people that had COVID, and now half the people I know have had it. So that's not a good trend, but luckily everyone that I know that has had it has recovered fairly quickly. And
yeah,
I'm just going to echo General Curvin's words, and I wanted to get that out there.
Well, and he did a great job on that spot, and it makes you stop the situation we find ourselves in. And like you, more and more, I've had more people that I know, that have been affected. And when it kind of gets closer to home, it makes you stop and think a little more. But I think I was out and about yesterday running some errands and all. And I think people are starting to get that message, because I'm seeing more and more people out in public, entire families, wearing masks.
Well, and, you know, Joey, that's one side of this conversation. The other side is our hospital capacity is still at a very low percentage. We have enormous ability to respond to this virus, but
yes,
we shut down the economy because we needed to flatten the curve and slow the spread, and we did that, and now we're in a position to fight it. But we cannot reclose the economy. We need to do whatever we can to save as many lives as possible and to be as safe as possible. So again, I mean, I'm with everybody else. Masks are a bit annoying, but I wear one every time I go out because I don't want to put other people's lives at risk, and they're risking. I don't want to close the economy again. So
yeah,
I just
exactly.
Want to echo General Curvin's sentiments. I thought he said it very well.
Yeah, he sure did. And while we're talking about that, you know, it's easy to kind of get caught up in, with the new positive cases every day and the additional deaths. And, of course, what a depressing weekend with the shooting, the violence in New York and Chicago and Atlanta, and even here in the upstate, two people losing their lives in this nightclub shooting that should not have happened. But there was a bright spot as we went into the July 4th weekend with when we learned that we had the largest single month gain in employment in U.S. history. Now, that's good news, Congressman.
Well, we still got a lot of people out of work, but we are moving in the right direction. So, I'm hopeful that we can, recover as quickly as possible. Our economy never had a problem. The only problem was COVID, and we didn't have a structural defect like in 2008. We didn't have any kind of a problem. We shut down the economy to save lives, and now as we reopen, I just hope that we can get back to where we were and then continue to grow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when I read that number the other day, 4.8 million jobs added, the economists, they weren't expecting this. We knew, or we felt like it was going to continue to grow. It grew the month prior. But, I think that this is just a good sign, and it's more reason to be safe. It's more reason to try to do what we're asked to do so that we don't have to reclose some of these businesses. I mean, you read about like in Miami where, the restaurants open now, some of them, they're going to have to close again because of an additional outbreak. We can't have that happen. Because we got to get, yes, there's still a lot of people out of jobs. We got to get them back to work too.
Well, and I do believe, the CARES Act, the additional $600 for unemployment insurance, that runs out on July 24th. So I have a feeling that we're going to see more jobs numbers then. You'll see even more people, you know, going back to work. And, you know, we got to get everybody back to work, and we got to help the people that have not been able to get back to work. And we got to protect the people that are more vulnerable and make sure that they are get through this as well.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, Congressman, you guys, you're not in D.C. this week, right?
We're not.
Taking more time off. I mean, you know, with that little intro that we did was a couple of weeks ago when you were talking about the fact that, you know, you just get frustrated because, you know, Congress doesn't work a whole lot. And you're taking another week off.
So most people don't realize that even pre-COVID, we only had 66 full work days. So in 2019, we had 66 full work days and we had 65 half days. I know most people in America work a whole lot more than that. So the fact that Congress works that much is probably not a good thing. And, you know, some of my colleagues say that the American people are safest when Congress is not in session. So, you know, there's arguments to be made there as well. I think that if we were there more, we would learn to develop relationships with people that we may disagree with, and we might be a little bit less nasty to one another when sure. we have these arguments over policy. But, I've been pushing on the Modernization Committee to get more time in Washington so we can get to know our colleagues more and work on policy more. So
sure.
We'll see how that goes. I am the freshman, and the speaker has been there for longer than I've been alive. So.
Now, that's scary. All right, so when you guys do get back to work, what's on the agenda?
Well, we got to do the Phase 4 package. The Senate is working on that. And again, Phase 4 coronavirus legislation, the third phase, the CARES Act, was enormous, trillions and trillions of dollars. This will not be like that. This will be more targeted. It will be more surgical. We want to help people that are out of work. We want to help people that were working that are now out of work, and we want to help them get back to work. We want to make sure that they have food to feed their family, that they don't lose their homes. So those are the kind of things that we're going to be working on in this next package. We also want to make sure the most number of businesses small businesses can survive. You know, there's going to be a vaccine end of the year, spring of next year. And, you know, we need to help everyone get through to the other side of this. But we also need to take time to make sure that we never experience this again. And there's a lot of steps that will be taken for that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, you mentioned helping small businesses survive. It's just very sad to me. And I'm starting to see it seems like more and more every day of small businesses that I've done business with for many, many years closing their doors because they can't survive. And I think we got to do all that we can to help these mom and pop type businesses, the family owned businesses, to be able to hang in there so that when things do turn around, they're there, you know, to prosper again.
The Payroll Protection Program made huge strides to help businesses, and that was an injection of liquidity, and it allowed people to maintain their employment and keep paying rent and hopefully get through to the other side of this. If you didn't have, you know, most small businesses don't have more than a month or two of liquidity, and that's the biggest challenge. If you're not able to get money to make it to the other side of this, then it's going to be bad for a lot of small businesses.
Yeah, yeah. Congressman William Timmons, always good to have you in. Have a great week, and I hope you guys get back to work soon.
Yes, sir. Great to be with you. Stay safe.
Have a great day.